big story in Tyne this afternoon, though, of course, is the return of Patrick McBrearty, the former County man who, of course, ruptured his ACL in the Ulster final last season against Fermanagh, is back in the Kilkerry ranks, and he finished off this afternoon with 4 points to his name. 2 frees, 1 from play, and 1:45. It is McBrearty, in fact, that got Kilkerry off the mark back on 6 minutes in the first half, while Michael Murphy, of course, all eyes on him as well. He was fantastic for Glenswilly over there, even in defeat. He was involved in most of their scores. He hit a 45 to tie matters up on 8 minutes then. Michael Murphy actually was brought down inside the box for Glenswilly. Pori Kiar and Barry McGinley had combined along with Eamon McGinley, and Jimmy White pointed to the spot. Of course, Michael Murphy got up and buried that there penalty, but right after that there was all Kilkerry. Patrick McBrearty, Stephen McBrearty, a brace from Mark Sweeney, McBrearty again from a 45, and then Owen McHugh, and McBrearty with his force off the first half on 24 minutes made it 8 points to 1-1. Then just before half time, a Michael Murphy free made it 1-2 to 8 points at the midpoint. Right after the break, there was 2 goals inside 2 minutes with 35 seconds on the clock when Owen McHugh rattled in for Kilkerry to make it 1-8 to 1-2. But then Eamon Ward driving out of defence, a great run by the veteran the whole way up the field. He offloaded to Keely McFadden at just the right time, and he nailed the back of the net to make it 2-2 for Glenswilly. They got the next point then again with Michael Murphy after he chased down a loose ball into the corner. He laid it off to Oisin Crawford, and Oisin Crawford moved the visitors to 2-3. They were out to 2-4 then when Michael Murphy hammered over 45 from the very extreme right of the diagonal, the outside of the boot. A fantastic score that even had the home fans applauding. Then Mark McHugh from a free on 40 minutes made it 1-9 for Kilkerry to 2-4. A third point then from Mark Sweeney moved Barry Doherty's men to 1-10. Michael Murphy then under huge pressure from a standing position, really. It looked like he had no option, but he threw a boot on it and the ball just dropped over the cross. Again, it was an absolute point. Owen McHugh then shown a clean pair of heels, moved the ball to Matthew McLean on 46 minutes, and McLean did the rest. That is the 2-10 to 2-5, a 5-point gain then entering the final quarter. Keelan McFadden moved the visitors to 2-6, but then another brace from Conor Doherty. 51 and 53 minutes made it 2-11 and then 2-12. Akeena Marley moved Glenswilly to 2-7. Then, near in the last 5 minutes, Oran Dugan, 2-13. That's what Kilkerry finished off with. And even though Michael Murphy did sail over a 45 in the dying seconds, that's the way it finished. 2-13 to 2-8, a 5-point victory, and Kilkerry are off the mark at home.